and she was a bit scandalized to find him in a pure white shirt and dark tie. But not even standard business attire could diminish the sense of power he exuded. She had a feeling her jeans and tucked-in polo shirt didn't convey anything except, maybe, clean.
Sally?
Master Z held out his hand. When she put her fingers in his, he tugged her a step closer to study her with a frown.
How are you doing?
I'm lonely, and I want to come home to the Shadowlands.
I'm fine.
God, she was such a liar. And he knew. One brow inched up.
Actually,
she said in a rush,
I wanted to talk to you. I broke up with Frank and...
And she just couldn't tell him her request. She hadn't been able to call the Shadowlands and ask, and now, here she was in front of him and still choked on the words.
I'm sorry it didn't work out, little one, he said.
Oh, well.
She looked down, absurdly relieved that enough time had passed for her bruised face to heal. Why did choosing a creep for a boyfriend make the girl feel like a loser? How could she possibly ask Master Z to,
Would you like to return to the trainees?
He asked gently. She clamped her jaw shut, fighting tears, and nodded.
It will be nice to have you back, Sally. I'll put you on the schedule starting Saturday.
Joy welled inside her. She could return to her friends, could try again to find someone special. A dom of her own.
Thank you, sir.
And just like that, she found a smile.
You're very welcome.
God, she loved Master Z. Not as a potential master, no way, and she'd been thrilled when he married Jessica. But he always made her feel special, as if he found her delightful. After kicking Frank out, she'd felt as enchanting as a hairball hacked up by a cat. It'll be good to see you in the club again. Dan tossed his pen on his paperwork and leaned back in his chair with a smile.
Thanks, Dan.
On his desk was a photo of his wife and son.
Aww.
Could the beaming black-haired baby really be over 7 months now?
Zane looks adorable, and Carrie looks tired. How's she doing?
Although he answered, fine, his mouth had flattened. He was obviously not a happy camper, which was strange, since he adored Carrie and his baby. Sally frowned. As soon as school was out, she tried to catch up with her friends. Carrie and Dan lived only a few blocks away, easy enough to make a little impromptu visit. Meantime,
Lieutenant Hoffman said you had a laptop you needed me to get into.
Dan nodded. I do. One of the men forgot his password, and we need the files he has on the hard drive. You got some time right now?
You bet.
Breaking into computers was one of her favorite things. Her phone rang, and she gave the display a quick check. Ugh, Frank. He'd taken to calling her every couple of days since they'd split up, which was ridiculous. She swiped the reject call icon.
So, where's the laptop?
Dan's desk held only a regular computer flat screen. Beside the monitor lay an open folder labeled Harvest Association. Oh, she knew that name. They were the organization who'd been kidnapping women for slaves. Leaning forward slightly, she casually did an upside-down read and... Wait just one little minute here.
Why's my name in there?
Dan frowned and moved the paper out of reading distance. Spoil sport. Behind her, Master Z chuckled.
You might as well save yourself some nagging, Daniel, and indulge her curiosity.
Guess it's not confidential information any longer. Dan glanced up at her. Last fall, they had you targeted to be kidnapped. A corner of his mouth pulled up. Seems they thought you'd be perfect for the rebellious slave auction.
Me?
A chill ran through her as she realized she'd have been a slave if Master Z hadn't sent her away. Linda and Kim had suffered horrors at the hands of the slavers.
Haven't those stupid federal agents closed the Harvest Association down yet?
All but the Northeast section. Turning his chair around, Dan motioned toward a table against the wall. There's the laptop. After I escort Z out, I'll be back to give you some ideas of what Brendan thought his password might be. Oh, please, as if I need help.
Sure.
As the two men left, Sally started toward the laptop and paused to stare at the report containing her name. She could swear it was calling to her.
Sally.
What had the asshole kidnapper said about her? Curiosity.